Luke, what do you think about the red zone difficulties not scoring touchdowns? You guys are, make some progress, move the ball, and then you're kind of sputtering down that way.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we just got, like, O-line, we just got to protect better, you know. We just got to execute, really. And then once we execute, then we'll be able to get better in the red zone.
Is that more due to a lack of execution or just something Oklahoma was doing schematically with it, you know, being behind the chains?
I mean, it all comes to execution. I mean, if we get our blocks, you know, it's just that we just got to do our part in the O-line. So I think it's just, we just got to do our part.
How much frustration is there to see your defense hold Oklahoma to 20 points and know that you guys couldn't get the job done when you got in the red zone or when you got close all day?
Yeah, give credit to the defense. You know, they played their balls off. You know, they did all their they did all they could. I mean, hold the one of the top teams in the country in total offense points. You know, to 20 points. You know, yeah, it's just frustrating. You know, just seeing them just play their hearts out and then just not do our part. Just not do our part. I mean, we got to score better. We got to score. We just got to execute.
Your impression of Nippert Stadium today?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I love the atmosphere. I mean, we had, 14 straight sellouts. I mean, it's just crazy just how crazy and how loud the environment is. It's been awesome.
Could you walk us through the few plays there where you guys had John Williams slide out to the outside there, and what were you guys thinking when that play came called in?
You know, it was one of those plays we put in middle of the week. You know, it was something new. And I thought we executed pretty well. I mean, it was, you know, it's unique for, and it's fun for the O-line, just, you know, get out in the, out by the numbers, you know, just being that experience and having our formation like that. I think it was really cool.
Coach Satterfield mentioned the lack of success in the red zone has been because of lack of fundamentals, especially with blocking. What have you noticed, and how do you fix that on a short week going into BYU?
We just got to look at the film and just practice our execution, our technique, and I think that, you know, just by practicing, keep doing what we're doing, and we'll get there.
Have you noticed anything specifically with blocking in the red zone?
Just execution, really. I mean, there's nothing really schematically that they're doing that we haven't seen before. It's just that we just got to execute.
Any questions for Luke? Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.